A king's crown is never without thorns. Being head of any mission, be it an army, a state, a country, or a project, is always full of challenges, opportunities, ups and downs, friends and adversaries. But a true leader is always committed to his mission. Come what may, the goal keeps good leaders trying their best till the end. Jijabai, the regent of Marathas in the absence of Shivaji, has received a letter from Agra containing the news that Shivaji was dead. Jijabai, despite of being a mother, receives this news as a responsible regent and doesn't want it to be disclosed. A mother, even though a ruler or strong personality, is always a mother first. Love and care for her children is natural for her. Emotionally, she is always attached to them. Jijabai, Shivaji's mother, is very keen to see him safe and sound with her. The news of his death has upset her, though she strongly believes it to be a hoax. She is very anxious about her son and grandson's well-being. Yet, she announces gifts for soldiers and their families in order to keep their morale high. She agrees to welcome sadhus because they are from the north. They may have some good news about her son. But at the same time, she is fully aware of her responsibility towards the Maratha people. She is a totally committed and earnest regent. Her interaction with Sayabai and sadhus makes it obvious that she keeps her emotions under control and believes Shivaji will return for the sake of the Marathas. Shivaji also, like a seasoned ruler, keeps his excitement subdued and makes his appearance in disguise. When Aurangzeb arrested Shivaji in Raja Jai Singh's house, Shivaji realized that Aurangzeb was planning to kill him. Shivaji stuck upon an idea and said that he wanted to make peace with God by sending fruit and sweetmeats to Brahman and holy men. Aurangzeb agreed to this. One fine day, Shivaji and his son Sambhaji hid himself in two large baskets in which fruits and sweetmeats were packed every day and escaped from Aurangzeb's custody.